This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app. Download the app, make the fan your favorite station, and enable push notifications for the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and your favorite shows.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Friday. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Lots to get to in the final hour of the show. Well, Sprague line coming up, bottom of the hour. Get your fake sponsors in 55305. I think the main thing that people have texted in for advice, Joe-wise, is to wear cargo shorts.
Yeah, and I will not.
Don't worry, Joe's got plenty of
you
those.
You got those cargo shorts,
no,
Brian? Bring
no,
those bad boys in.
They're gone now.
Joe's
going to
wear the military ones.
Thanks, Sook, for that. They're gone.
He made you burn your cargo shorts?
I didn't burn them. Just gave
he
them
ragged
to
you so hard that you decided to get rid of it?
Well, not all of them. I have one or two pairs.
But there are a couple. Right. You can't bow down to Sukanic criticizing you. You got to stay strong, my man.
Trust me, I gave him plenty of crap over his sweater game, and he apparently was like, oh, you're just not classy enough. And
you got all that extra room for storage in those things, man. Think of all the cool stuff you could put in your cargo shorts.
I tried to tell him it's a utility thing. I got a pocket here, pocket there.
It's a utility thing, man.
You can't see when I'm coming if they're camo. I mean,
that's true.
Nice.
You just kind of blend in. And a good point from a listener. Somebody said, Joe, how do you have time to go to your son's game? Shouldn't you be out scouting next week's opponent?
Mm. Oh, they'll be on court one at 9:30. I'll be there for that.
We're getting there an hour early.
So listen here, Joey. Number 12, he sucks at defense. Take him to the right. You're going to score on him all day.
My daughter had our first moment of remembering an opponent last weekend. One of her teammates from last year, who was the best player on the team, is on a different team this year. They came out and they had to match up with wristbands. Like, who's wearing a green wristband? That's who you guard. She had to guard her former teammate, who's really good. And my daughter visibly went, oh, man. Because she knew how good the girl was. And I was like, hey, right. Next time, keep that with yourself. Don't look like you're scared.
Let's not do that.
It's embarrassing, okay?
Come on. You're embarrassing me out there. And P1 Kevin with a good point, Joe. My advice, use the LeVar Ball method. It works. Look at where those ball boys are at.
Hey. Man, that's a good point.
One's in the NBA. Another one's about to be in the other one. You know, he'll
what happened
ride
to the other
coattails.
One?
He got booted off of UCLA after stealing some stuff in China.
Yeah, that's true. And then I think he played overseas for a minute.
Yeah, I think he sucks. That's probably where he's
is
at.
Is he LiAngelo?
No,
right?
I thought that was
LiAngelo.
Yes. Oh, is that what it is?
LaMelo LiAngelo Lonzo.
Sound like the Ninja Turtles. So, there you go. There's your advice. Good luck this weekend, Joe. We're looking forward to it. I saw this. So, this happened last night at the Blazer game, and it was just super random, and they talked about it on the post game, and then I had a buddy sent it this morning, and I was like, that's right. So, there was an NBA fan out there, David DeLooper, I believe is how you say his last name, David DeLooper. And he pulled something off that is pretty damn impressive. So starting on Christmas Day, he decided to go to 30 NBA arenas in 30 days. So starting on Christmas Day, that's when it began, all the way until last night. And Portland was the last stop on his 30 arenas and 30 night journey. And his goal was essentially to not only get to every NBA arena, travel all around 30 NBA arenas and 30 nights, but in every single one, he wanted to get on the Jumbotron.
Mm-hmm.
So not only go to the game, but get on the Jumbotron. Now, basically, he did an interview with the Philadelphia Inquirer where he said, you know, they asked him, how are you going to get on the Jumbotron in every arena you go to? And he said, I'm going to wear a costume that happens to do with the home team, sit as close to the court as I can, and have subpar dance moves. Like, that was his strategy. And so last night, Portland being his last
subpar
one.
Subpar is a very good way to describe
dude,
getting
perfect.
On Jumbotron.
So this was his last one last night in Portland. And what did he dress up as? None other than a plaid jacket, with a fake black mustache to look like, you know, the plaid obviously rocking for the Blazer tribute, the mustache to look like Ron Sloy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's wearing a Clyde Drexler jersey and he's dancing like an idiot. Guess what? They put him on the Jumbotron and he pulled it off 30 NBA arenas in 30 days and he got it on the Jumbotron on every single one of
what
them.
What do they call him on TNT? Really Tan Blazer Ken?
Really Tan Blazer Ken, yeah, when they show Ron Sloy. And so they showed this guy's videos because he posted them all on Instagram, on Twitter. They showed it on the post game on TNT last night and they went crazy because at least Ron Sloy's our boy Ron.
So I'm sure rental cars are involved in this process. How expensive is this to do? Like, what's your ballpark guess of what it takes to fly, drive, and buy tickets to where you're close enough for a camera guy to see? What does that all cost?
Not to mention the costumes that go with it, because he wanted to have a costume for every game.
And probably staying the night in some cities versus flying out and, you know, he probably staying overnight, right?
For sure. You'd have to. I mean, well, yeah, unless, yeah, and then wake up maybe early in the next morning and travel somewhere.
Is it crazy to wonder if we're talking about 20 grand here?
Yeah, my guess was going to be at least $10,000.
Because you'd imagine each flight's a bare minimum of what, three?
And to be fair, you don't necessarily have to fly to every single one. There are certain spots in the country like the Northeast. You can go Philly, Boston, New York, Brooklyn. You can hit all those kind of in an easy back-to-back-to-back-to-back.
Sure.
But then, yeah, you get places like on the West Coast, unless you want to drive from Sacramento to Portland, you probably don't, right? So you're probably going Sacramento and flying to Portland.
God.
And even some of those LA drives, like going from the Bay Area up to LA, like that's a long-ass drive.
That's a 6.5-hour drive. You don't want to do that drive.
Or going from, you know, if you're coming in that way, are you going Phoenix to LA if you're driving? So, yeah, my guess is at least $10,000.
Man, it'd be nice to have that kind of scratch to do something like that. Also, pretty kick-ass thing to say you did.
He pulled it off, too, and every single one. Can you imagine if one of these arenas in the last week didn't put him on the Jumbotron?
Do you think he emailed the team, though, to say, this is what I'm trying to do. I'll be wearing this tonight. Is there any chance you think that happened? Because, again, even with a ridiculous costume and, you know, dancing like the cliche white guy.
Right, right. Getting the Carlton on.
It's not always a guarantee that you're going to get seen by a camera guy.
You wouldn't think so. So I wonder if he did email. So if you go scroll, he has an Instagram thing that you can go follow. 30 for 30 for 30 was what he called it.
30 for 30 for 30.
With an underscore at the end. So you can go check in on Instagram.
And I kind of want to interview this guy.
I do too. It's kind of interesting. So he posted a video. So he, and also, by the way, I'm glad you brought this up, or I brought this up, that there's somebody taking videos of it. Because somebody, like last night in Portland, when the video on his Instagram, whoever's sitting next to him is filming him dancing and then zooming into the Jumbotron.
He's got 20,000 Instagram followers.
So you can go scroll through and you can see like the Denver one pops up and he's got a big fake white beard and he's wearing like a mountain man hat and he's got a Dikembe Mutombo old school jersey on.
What's his name?
David DeLuper.
I'm going to send him a message on IG.
Yeah, David DeLuper is his name. And he pulled it off 30 for 30, 30 arenas and 30 nights, and it closed out in Portland. But it did get me wondering. Now, this is extreme. I don't even know if I would ever want to try something like this because just the thought of traveling that many days in a row and bouncing around, like that would become exhausting after like a week. Is there a sports like travel bucket list thing that we have?
Yeah.
That's to a lesser degree, but along these somewhat lines.
Mine is pretty simple. I've had it for a very long, maybe since I was like a kid. I at one point want to take a week and a half off. I've always wanted to check out the East Coast. I mean, all the towns, you know, even the states like Delaware. I'm in Delaware. I want to go check that out. So I want to do the East Coast thing because you can basically drive within 3 hours to everywhere. And I want to take a week and a half off, see the sights, and then also catch a game in like, what would you have over there? Boston, Philly, New York.
Baltimore,
the Nationals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, D.C.
Who else is in that vicinity? Am I missing anybody?
I think that's it.
Yeah, about 16.
But you can even make a drive too if you wanted to extend it down to like Atlanta.
How far is that drive?
I mean, it's a decent drive, but you could pull it off.
Yeah, and go. Yeah, I might. You probably could do that and see a Braves game. Go see 6 or 7 ball clubs. I would love to do that one summer with the family. Mm. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, somebody said you guys are way off. Had to at least cost 30 grand.
That's what I was wondering, if I was way too low or what.
Yeah, that nuts. So yeah, that would be a pretty damn cool bucket list thing. Just bouncing around to a ballpark, different ballparks for like a week and a half, checking out the city, going to a game. That is the fun part too. Whenever you're out there and you just kind of walk around the city during the day and the buzz builds, and then you go to a game at night. it's a perfect cap off to checking out a different city. If you got any bucket list sports things, you can send them in. 55305 is the fan text line. I thought this was pretty cool. This NBA fan, David DeLuper, he went to 30 NBA arenas in 30 games in 30 days, hit every single NBA arena. It closed in Portland last night, and his goal in every single one was to get shown on the Jumbotron. So he wore a kind of a goofy costume that paid homage to the home team. He got good seats, and then he did some stupid dance moves. And in every single arena, they showed him on the Jumbotron. You can go check out his Instagram.
Is he a fan of a team?
I don't know. I don't know if he is or not. I'm assuming he's a diehard fan of something NBA if he wanted to pull this off in 30 days. But, yeah, so the Instagram account is 30for30for30_.
And he's got – I'm on it right – I know you guys can't see it, but I'm on it right now. He has – 30 posts of him on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, so every single arena, he's there.
Like at the Denver Nugget game, he's rocking an old school Nugget jersey, a Mutombo with a big white beard. One of them, he's wearing a hot dog Halloween outfit. He goes to a Sixers game and he's dressed up as Ben Franklin.
Right, so he came up with a costume for every single one, man.
Every single one.
And he started on Christmas Day and it wrapped up in Portland last night. They showed him on TNT. So I thought that was pretty damn cool. All right, well, Spring the Line coming up, bottom of the hour. Get your fake sponsors in. 55305 is the fan text line. We'll read some of your sports bucket list things. Also, a crazy story out of the NFL that we got to get to. That's coming up next on The Fam.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Hey, do you ever think the Catholic Church would be in the NFL and they'd be connected in a controversy? We'll get to that in a moment.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, that's a thing apparently today. I wanted to read a couple of these. Some cool bucket list items came in. Mine are all basically golf related.
But like you've done the biggest one.
Well, no. I mean, like, to go play.
Oh.
Like, the courses that are available to play, like the list of courses around the country, you know, whether you're going to Myrtle Beach or wherever, like, that's my – it's more not so much of a sporting event thing. It's my sporting event that I want to go do. Somebody said, I have a bucket list to see all NBA, MLB, NFL stadiums. I've seen one a year for the last 6 years.
The cool thing about that is you can – eliminate both by going to one or the other.
If you go right time of the year, yeah.
NHL, NBA shares a few arenas.
It does, yeah. And if you've done one of each every year, it'd take you a while to do one of each a year, but you just kind of plan a trip like, hey, let's go to an Arizona Cardinals game this year. All right, you pick your stadium and you go. Somebody along what you were saying said, I went to a buddy's wedding in Annapolis last year, flew in a day early to JFK, drove up through Connecticut, down through Delaware, Pennsylvania, all over Maryland. It was awesome.
Yeah, I've heard great things about an East Coast trip.
The East Coast is a lot to do. And the cool thing, too, about all those cities, especially the places you want to go, it feels like they're all so closely connected.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're going Portland to San Francisco and you're driving 8 hours everywhere you go.
That's why a lot of rich, like the super rich media types that work for, like, ESPN, a lot of them, if they work in New York, they're living in Connecticut.
Right.
Because the schools are better. Right. It's more secluded. It's not the city life. And then they just drive an hour and a half, 2 hours in, and they're good.
Somebody says, sports bucket list for me and my wife is to see every Pac-12 school and watch a football game in their stadium.
Even Stanford?
Even Stanford.
Who's the worst one? Is it Cal or Stanford?
Even Stanford.
Or is it Arizona? Arizona can be bad. When they're bad, it's bad.
Yeah.
All the baddies down there, though, man, according to Michael Porter.
That's true. OSU's had some bad ones, too. Like, you go to the game, and it's pretty empty. The experience isn't quite what you're hoping.
Yeah, I would say Stanford's worse than Cal, because I think I've heard at least Cal. Doesn't Cal have, like, good vantage points?
Very beautiful they have vantage points.
One on the hill
at
the football stadium. You kind of peek through the trees and can see the stadium. Yeah.
Right, Stanford Stadium. I mean,
Yeah, but at least at Stanford, it's, like, a lot of smart people who don't care. I go to Cal, I might get caught up in a protest of some sort.
You could, yeah.
And then I'm Larry David. It's like, hey, why don't you sign this petition? I have no interest in doing that. What? You're against this?
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, somebody said Cal's gorgeous. Another one, it's definitely Stanford's the better one. So, yeah, in Arizona, I could see. Arizona, you would just want to plan at the right time. You go to a November game in Arizona.
Oh, I was thinking springtime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we could do that too.
Time of the year. I know you wouldn't see anything, like maybe a spring football game.
Yeah, if you want to go to a football game, you can't go in the springtime, if that was your bucket list.
Spring football, I'd take spring football over regular season. Go into the sunny weather in Arizona.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, get this breaking line here in a moment. I did want to get to this briefly. I mean, there's not much to the story. It's just more crazy. than anything. But of course, we know about the controversies and scandals surrounding the Catholic Church in years past. And I never expected an NFL team to be tied up in that, but that is exactly what's happening with the New Orleans Saints right now. So they are going to court. This came out today. They're going to court to keep public the public from seeing hundreds of emails that allegedly show the team executives doing public relations damage control for the Roman Catholic Archdiocese. Is it Archdiocese or Diocese? Diocese?
I think I looked it up. You're pretty close, yeah.
I looked it up, and I still don't know the answer.
I think it's Archdiocese. I'm not familiar with all the Catholic Church terms, man.
Joe Gaiman, I looked it up, and I still don't know.
3-4 hours ago, I looked it up.
Or is it Archdiocese? Somebody help me out. Cis or Cis, 55305. But basically to do PR for them to contain the fallout from the sexual abuse claims, an abuse crisis. Attorneys for about 24 men suing the church say in court filings that the 276 documents they obtained through discovery show that the NFL team, whose owner is devoutly Catholic, aided the Archdiocese of New Orleans in its pattern and practice of concealing its crimes.
Yeah, this is you don't wake up and hope to see a team involved in a story like this. This is one of those ugly, let's hope this goes away quicker rather than later stories, I think, for the NFL.
Yeah, so apparently, I mean, there's obviously the controversy surrounding it. And during the time, the church had reached out to the Saints. They're so beloved in the area. And is it Gail Benson? Is that
it's
their
Gail
owner
Benson,
now?
Gail Benson, yeah.
Gail Benson, devout Catholic, apparently. They reached out to her to be like, hey, you're the owner of the most popular brand in the entire area. Can we work together on a little PR here to make ourselves look better?
Look, I can't comment on Gail Benson's decision. She went to church there. So I think the headline, it's not great, but I think the reasoning behind this for them would be, or at least their thought is, I go to church there. Yes, I'm the owner, but I've contributed millions of dollars. She has. She's donated millions to that church. And also, when her husband passed away, the priest was priest of that church. They, mm-hmm. you know, had the funeral there. So the relationship to me isn't so much like within the whole Saints organization. They do have, like, Drew Brees is super religious. I don't know if he's Catholic or Christian, but Gail Benson, clearly Catholic. It feels like when you read it, as ugly or weird as it may seem, I think it's more of Gail Benson is more involved than it is an organization-wide situation.
Oh, it's not. No. It's not you like know? Drew Brees is doing damage control
or Sean Payton.
But it says Saints.
It could say Gail Benson, right. owner of the Saints, involved in helping with PR for the church. Yeah. And I think at that point, you're just like, well, maybe I agree or disagree with that, but either way, it doesn't really matter that much. When you put the Saints in, it's like everybody starts thinking the whole organization's involved.
Right. And so, yeah, they basically, during their discovery period, they saw these 276 documents and they say this is what it showed. And now the Saints are going to court to keep these documents.
They want
from
the emails
becoming,
private. Yeah.
They want it to remain private. They don't want the public to see it. So I didn't think that would be a headline. But here we are, the Saints and the Roman Catholic Church tied together in 2020.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the Saints, too. Isn't that pretty fitting?
I think you're just hoping that the Saints, they went marching in, and now this whole thing goes marching out. You don't have to deal with this much longer.
By the way, listeners, I love you all. You are wonderful people, and thank you so much for listening. I had 50-50 texted in.
Oh, like,
like there's no affirmative answer here.
Yeah. The other one?
There's cis, like sister. No, it's cease. No, it's cis. No, it's cease. Like back and forth on the text line.
According to Google pronounce, it was cease.
Cease.
Archdiocese.
Okay. And somebody did it phonetically for me. Archdiocese. Archdiocese. Did I get it?
Sure.
Right?
Well, why not?
And Newell.
Oral, Yanni.
And Newell.
I think we know Dirt doesn't go to a Catholic church.
Not a Catholic, man. No, not my. I'm a Lutheran, bro.
Oh, you're claiming Lutheran?
I've always been a Lutheran, dog. Did you know that I went to church on Christmas Eve? You like them apples? I went to Christmas Eve church this year.
What's your favorite story in the Bible?
Those are all the good ones, man.
I love them all. I love them all.
I love them all.
Are you?
I love them all.
Are you an Old Testament or a New Testament man?
Both. They're both great. Both pros and cons.
I
both
like them all so much.
Yeah,
I can't
really
one.
Just pick
you
one.
You can't just narrow it down. You know, Joseph's over here going to get angry
but
if I pick Luke.
Are we
going to
leave out Matthew? Right. Matthew had maybe the biggest story of everybody.
God, come on, man.
You know, how dare you for asking me that?
What about
seriously?
Job? Job wishes so much.
This is none of your business, all
right? You're right. It is none of my business.
Me and my scripture stays private.
What's the difference between Lutheran and, like, evangelical?
You're asking the wrong person, dude.
I thought the Lutheran guy would tell me.
I don't know. I don't know what the difference is. I just know what we believe is strong, strong Lutherans, okay? There you go.
I could press you a little more on some of this stuff, but it's okay. We get it.
Hey, he has risen.
He has risen.
All right. Hey, let's break the line. 55305 is the fan text line.
Somebody religious is just going, oh, God. My God, this is painful to listen to.
These heathens are going to burn in hell. Send your fake sponsors in. We'll try and lose some money next. First, here's Joe with SportsCenter.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Yes.
I mean, it's a little controversial.
We kind of have to wait.
Sing,
yeah.
You know, we got to do it again.
It's coming.
Oh, it wasn't good.
Three.
Enough. Okay.
No.
Two. One.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Sprague in the line brought to you by the Kansas State Kansas Fight. Lots of swings and misses, just like a Sprague pick. Sprague in the line brought to you by losing a five-fight parlay on the first fight. Lots of excitement, then instant disappointment, just like a Sprague pick. That happened to me the first 2 weeks of the NFL playoffs and the wild card and divisional round. I did my parlay for the weekend, like on all four games. Lost the first one each time. Like, great. Now I got to gamble all the games individually.
That is the brutal part of it all, my man.
Spring and Lime brought to you by the old XFL. He hate good picks. Spring and Lime brought to you by the XFL. Who cares?
Yeah.
Spring and Lime brought to you by Kyrie Irving. I've got as much faith in these picks as Kyrie does in his team.
Oof, that's not good.
That's not very good. Hold on. I got some more here. Lost my spot. Sprague and Lime brought to you by the Oregon State men's basketball team because, like Sprague's over-unders, we're terrible at home and on the road.
Yeah!
Sprague and Lime brought to you by Odell Beckham. At least the money he gave away was real, unlike the money you'll make following Sprague's picks. What else we got here? Spring and Lime brought to you by Little Joe. I don't have the heart to tell my dad I don't want to play sports. I just want to be a ballroom dancer.
You'll play sports, damn it.
Spring and Lime brought to you by Oregon State men's basketball because we also can continue to disappoint and underachieve, just like a Sprague pick.
Hey, what do you do on Fridays on your radio show, Brandon? Well, I take about 10 minutes of just being insulted by listeners.
Sprague and Lime brought to you by Home Depot for all your small wood laying. Go with the Sprague pick. When you're ready to lay the big wood, come on down to Home Depot.
Let's go.
Lay big wood.
Sprague and Lime brought to you by visiting foreign countries. If you visit a foreign country that doesn't speak English, be sure to speak louder, slower, and enunciate. It's the official name is Swagili.
Swagili.
Absolutely.
All right, are we good here? Sprague and Lime brought to you by Cargo Shorts. Need to carry some extra whoop-ass for these volunteer refs? Cargo Shorts are your answer. Well done, folks. Well done. We got some more to get to.
Joe has brass knuckles in one side.
He does.
You ready to go?
He's going to bring his own whistle just to throw everybody off. Okay, so now there's no real football to gamble on this weekend, which sucks.
Well, that's not true. You can actually gamble on the Oregon Lottery scoreboard app on the Pro Bowl itself, and that's one of my picks.
What is the line? Where are we at?
I am actually going to take the NFC at +1.5.
What a dumb pick.
Sure, it probably is. I don't even know. Look, I'll tell you this. I don't think I've known any of the rosters since I was maybe 9.
It's been a while.
When I was like 8 or 9, I was like, the Pro Bowl, it's all the best players. And then when I was 10, I was like, this sucked last year. Why is it going to be good this year? And I've given up. I'll take the NFC.
The only ones I know about the Pro Bowl every year are when I just know that there's no Chiefs or 49ers playing.
Yeah, there's never the Super Bowl team.
That's all I know, man. That's all I know. I'm going to go. I'm going to try and take a little dabble in the NBA tonight. Now, this is not going to work out well for me because NBA gambling usually backfires.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple of lines that I'm looking at, and I will start with Boston and Orlando. Is there a reason Boston's an underdog in this game?
You know, that's a tough thing to consider. I would look up who might be playing, who might not be playing. I haven't seen injury reports for Boston, not that I think anybody's really banged up of significance.
Because they're getting 1.5 in Orlando.
I know, but that's really not that crazy. It is Orlando's the home team, but Orlando just lost to the Thunder the other night, and Boston's had a night off.
They're having a nice little run. They just beat LA the other night, playing decent.
The thought is you beat LA, fat and happy, get to Florida.
Jaylen Brown listed as questionable.
See, there's one thing, but right. They had a night off in Orlando, so maybe they thought, oh, they go out and drink.
And Ness Cantor going to be out, along with the coveted Robert Williams for those Celtics. it's going to be a rough night without Robert Williams.
Robert Williams?
I don't know.
I will take Boston, though. I don't care about the injuries. I'm taking the Celtics +1.5 against Orlando tonight.
Okay. Joe, do you got a pick?
I mean, I'm looking at the scoreboard app. There's some good snooker and pool matches this weekend. Some darts matches as well. Aussie League rules.
I kind of actually want you to do a parlay of those just to see how it works out. I had a buddy who gambled on a...
Handball is on here? What?
I had a buddy who gambled on like a cricket match, I think.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this either. Like it's like a multi-day thing.
Cricket?
No, he was like, I put my bet in it. It says it's not done. It's like still the event's still going on. It was like a day later.
Oh, I didn't know they did that.
Well, I didn't either.
I got the Mumbai Indians at +400 to win the Premier League. So
can I point something out too? We didn't talk about it. It doesn't make for great radio because it's talking about something you have to see. But I'd highly advise everybody listening when you get a chance to look this up. I think it's called
Bocce ball.
Did you see this bocce ball thing? This guy rolls this green ball. And he looks like he might be 40 yards away or something. And it's this tiny little, I don't understand even what the game is outside of they wanted to get close to this little yellow ball. Did you see this highlight?
I did. It was incredible.
This dude just rolls it at an angle, slants down, goes between his opponent's
balls. I mean, yeah. Come on. I mean,
and then, because the balls are circled around the little yellow ball. Anyways, he,
I don't know if they have a special name for him. So, yeah, I don't gotta either. Call them, you know, what
but
they are.
He broke through
they
the
call
balls.
It the snitch.
He broke through the balls and he hit the yellow ball with his ball.
Yes.
And it sounds kind of stupid now that I'm explaining it all out. But if you look at this highlight.
Sounds like a thrilling sport. Tell me more.
It wasn't on HBO late at night. It was a real sport and it was a real highlight. And it was really cool.
Yes, it was awesome. The reason I saw it, well, I think it was circulating on Twitter, but after the SVP always opens with his one big thing of the day, like the best thing he saw or whatever. And the New Orleans game came to an end because I was watching Zion play, and he opened SportsCenter with that highlight.
It's pretty remarkable that you're able to do that.
Yeah, and it was like you bowl it.
Now that you say that, I think I caught the last end of it. I'm like, wait, what channel am I on?
Yeah,
and then it was
the
like SVP, and I'm like, what is going on?
No, the guy who did it didn't even seem to care all that much. I was like, dude, that's pretty impressive.
It seemed like a form of curling.
Curling. That's a good way of putting
it. It's curling, right? Because you're kind of rolling, and then you got to get it close. You know, you want it on the,
I can't begin to pretend to tell you how I think that sport works. I don't get it other than... I think he was aiming to roll it next to the yellow ball as closely as possible, and he did it perfectly.
Okay.
He placed the balls perfectly is what you're trying to say.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Do we have any other picks we want to put? I have one.
I got
more.
One. Yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
I'm going to go tonight. Big matchup in the NBA, actually. If you're looking, you're bored, you got nothing going on. Clippers in Miami. Kawhi is going to play.
Ooh.
And right now the Clippers are the road favorite, 2 points. I'm going to take the home dog here. I think Jimmy loves to go against the Kawhi team. And I am going to take Miami at +2 at home tonight.
They're actually having a really good year.
They're having a great year.
I'm going to stick in the NBA, too. I'm going to go Denver +4 at New Orleans.
Okay.
I'm barking with dogs tonight in the NBA.
I love it.
By the way, last week, a quick look at how we all did. I forgot to do this at the start of the segment. Swigard went 0-1-1. He had the Kansas City first half line of -4. That was a push. They led 21-17. And then he took Kendrick Bourne +275 to score a touchdown in the NFC title game. That did not happen. Sprager, you hit Kansas City, lost Green Bay, and then I hit both Kansas City, San Francisco. So those were our picks from last weekend.
Did Swag do a double parlay? Is that why he had three?
No, an 0-1-1.
Oh, 0-1-1.
Yeah, yeah. So just a two. He didn't win, tied, and then lost. Spring line brought to you by... Got to be careful here. Gail Benson wouldn't even sweep these picks under the rug. Spring line brought to you by the Lutheran Church, where the spread is even between the Old and the New Testament.
You know nothing about religion. I just love that you claim Lutheran every time on this show.
Not just claimed it. Yeah, I'm Lutheran,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, I thought you like that, bro?
I'm 90% sure there isn't even a Bible in his house.
Oh, that's not true. I do actually have a Bible in my house.
I got to find the box that it's stuffed in the garage.
No, I snap a photo. I have a Bible in my house.
It's probably in his guest room in the nightstand like a hotel.
It's on the back of the toilet, you know, like a reading material while you're in there.
Spring and Lime brought to you by... I can't read that one. Spring and Lime brought to you by the Archdiocese, LOL. It's hard to pronounce as it is to win a Sprague pick.
By, our boss helped us out. I don't know if our boss is Catholic, but he did help us out. It's diocese.
Diocese, yeah. He sent it to us. Sprague and Lime brought to you by Dirt's knowledge of religion, maybe the only thing equal to Sprague's knowledge of betting. Sprague and Lime brought to you by Devin Williams. Is the tweet still up? LOL.
Yeah, it is.
Sprague and Lime brought to you by...
Why won't they delete it?
Joe
I don't
Fisher,
get it.
Joe Fisher, the brand new sports dad wearing cargo shorts and flip-flops. Spring and Lime brought to you by Dirt in the Bible, because he has no clue what's going on with either of them.
Cargo shorts and flip-flops, that's you, Dirt. That's like you every other day.
Hey, I do not wear cargo shorts. I wear golf shorts and flip-flops,
oh, okay?
Get it right, okay. Joe, okay? Get it right. There's no side pockets on those
things.
The
pockets don't protrude on the side
at all.
You
know what a funny part of this, too, is? Actually, when I was a kid, I used to go to Sunday school every Sunday. It was one of those things where you go and you're like so excited to get
He's
out
really
of it. He's
really trying to hammer home this religion thing.
Oh, I was a terrible student. Yeah. But one of my Sunday school teachers, I had to memorize... I don't even know, like, you can't fail Sunday school, so I don't even know why you have to.
Nothing really rides on
right,
Sunday school
like
either.
They can't hold you back a year. Right. Like the plea bully, whatever.
Most churches go, how old are you? Go to
right.
that room.
Okay, now you go with the teenage kids now. But she, I remember one of my Sunday school teachers made me memorize every book of the Bible.
Like the names of
like
them,
the
right?
Like in okay. order. And I could name all of them when I was in elementary school.
Can you do any of them now?
No.
Well,
no.
I could name all the countries in Africa in eighth grade because I had a test for that coming
right.
up.
You study
now,
that?
Not at all.
It's all
no.
right
could
out the
Could you even
window.
Do half of them?
No. No. I'm not going to even try to give myself credit.
Spring Line brought to you by... I don't want to read that one.
I used to be really good at states. And I did a state thing the other day, like, you know, identifying what state is this. I did it. Like, I was doing it with my daughter because she has the map thing now in school. I'm like, oh, that's Wisconsin. Nope, that's Minnesota. Like, I've already forgotten everything.
A couple quick things, too. Somebody said it's lawn bowling, not bocce. And then the bocce ball and the small one's called the jack. You got to get the jack.
Oh.
Also, a full cricket match can last 5 days. So
the highlight we saw was lawn bowling?
No, I think he was kidding.
Oh.
I think it is bocce ball.
Because it was on a green surface, so
and,
it makes sense.
Sprague
and
Lime brought to you by Sports Bucket List. Number one on Sprague's list is to have a winning pick just once.
Yeah,
there you
go. That's the goal.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we got some poll questions to answer. We'll wrap up the week and close things up next on The Fam.
It's Friday. 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 Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying. Yeah. Partying, partying. Yeah.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
There you go, fist pumping your way into the weekend. Thanks, Bill. It's always good to get the Bill Belichick version on a Football Friday. Good stuff.
You didn't rename it so Swigard could choose it and not think twice about it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that by next Friday.
Yeah. You got some time. Joe's producing the show
and
Monday, Tuesday.
That will be the last Football Friday, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's it. That's the last one we got, man.
So if I don't, do it, I am so sorry. I apologize because that should not happen on the last Football Friday.
You gotta have it next Friday. Super
I'll
Bowl
distract
Friday.
Swigard somehow, sneak it in there, and then, yeah, he won't notice.
Next week's gonna be fun, man. We'll talk a lot about the Super Bowl, have some folks on from San Francisco and Kansas City. It's always this week, I hate the dead week before. I just do. You get the media days next week, the practices start to build up, the excitement builds up. It always sucks to kind of have that down week, but next week's going to be a lot of fun. A couple of quick notes before we get to the poll questions. USC has officially hired a defensive coordinator,
yeah.
Todd Orlando.
He was the Texas cast-off. They had to make changes, and he was one of those that didn't make the cut, so they got rid of him, and then he took the job with Tech, right?
He took a job at Texas Tech after getting fired by Texas. He was going to be an assistant head coach and linebackers coach at Texas Tech, and... now going to USC.
Mm-hmm. I also saw Leach got his guy. I forget the guy's name, but Leach just hired his DC as well.
Mm. So
and it supposedly was a guy that some people at USC wanted.
So, yeah, he was a cast off, as you mentioned, in Texas. He got fired. Clay Helton said, "We were excited to have Todd join our Trojan football program. He's an experienced and successful defensive coordinator who has made an impact everywhere he has coached. He brings a passion, energy, toughness, and discipline to coaching. Those are the characteristics that were evident in our discussions." So Todd Orlando, the new DC at USC. One other note, by the way, on USC. This was kind of big. We didn't bring it up earlier this week. But remember, Graham Harrell was flirting with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was going to, apparently, he was being offered their offensive coordinator vacancy. And this week he turned them down and he's sticking at USC.
Yeah.
So that was big news for them because Graham Harrell was kind of the only bright spot for USC last year.
They're in such a weird place, man. I know, I understand the hype for them. Utah's going to lose a lot of talent. We don't know quite if ASU is going to take that next step. Arizona sucks. Colorado hasn't done, they had 1 year with McIntyre, but they haven't proven anything. They are going to be the pick to maybe win the conference for some media
Could
pundits
be,
when Pac-12 Media Day comes in July. I have no read on USC. I would lean more. I don't trust them to be really good. Even with some of these coaches, Orlando could work out. We know Graham's a respected football mind, but they're in a weird situation with this Clay Helton stuff. I feel like it's just hanging over them year in and year out. Is this the final year? And then right when you think it is, USC comes out and backs him. And then a new AD comes in and you think, okay, he's going to go get his guy. Nope, he backs him again for another season.
Yeah, it's a weird situation, but they got their coordinators at least going into next year. One of the notes, the Senior Bowl is going on this weekend for those of you who are interested. Anthony Gordon playing in the game, Justin Herbert playing in the game. I saw this in terms of just random awards. Did you know that they hand out an award for the practice player of the week at the Senior Bowl?
Sure, absolutely.
And guess who won that award, buddy?
Anthony Gordon.
Justin Herbert. Oh. He was named the practice player of the week at the Senior Bowl. I didn't even know that was a thing. So that's going on this weekend. And yeah, the Pro Bowl. Let's rattle through some poll questions, shall we? You ready for these bad boys?
Is there any chance in your mind with the Senior Bowl and the Pro Days and maybe the Combine, he could beat out Tua as the number two quarterback in the draft? Or do you think that's the Burrow and Tua are untouchable for anybody else to get?
That I think I would label that very slim. Very slim. You'd have to test it completely off the charts and have the best combine performance of all time, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's that far behind. Some have said, end of the first round kind of thing. I just don't see him dropping that far. I think teams will still be jumping to take him just because of his size and all the stuff that comes with him. And teams need quarterbacks, man. We went over that. I remember when the season ended, just kind of looking at the top 10. There were four or five teams in the top 10 that could very easily be taking a quarterback this year. Right. I mean, so if you end up having that, it almost reminds me of the year when it was Mayfield, Rosen, Darnold,
Jackson,
yeah. Josh Allen. Like you had four, five, six guys in there that could be first round picks. And it kind of feels that way this year with two on Burrow, obviously Herbert in the mix, Eason being in the mix. There's a handful of guys that are kind of in that same category. So
what time is that senior? I mean, not that I really ever care or watch the Senior Bowl, but I might turn it on for like a possession for to watch what Herbert does if he does anything.
I have no clue.
Okay.
No clue. Let's rattle through the poll questions. How much of the Pro Bowl will you guys watch? Not turning it on?
None.
73% of you agree. 73% say you will not watch any of it. 21% say you watch a little. 1% say you watch a lot of it. 2% say you're going to watch the entire thing.
Well, the 1% and 2% people are going to be largely right because it's going to get 12 million viewers.
Although the number does go down, it feels like every single year, less and less watch it, but it's still a crazy number. When will you give up hope on this Blazer season? 59% of you say you already have. 17% say you will never give up hope. You got to stay loyal. 15% say you're going to wait till Nurkic gets back, and then 7% say you're going to wait until the All-Star break. And then how much of the big Civil War matchup will you watch this weekend? Oregon and Oregon State playing tonight in Eugene, Sunday in Corvallis. 42% of you say you probably won't watch. 27% say you'll probably catch a game. 17% say I'll watch most of it. And 13% of you say you're going to watch all of it. That's going to be cool. I'm working tomorrow, so I got to get ready for that tonight. There's some other stuff going on, but I'm going to do my best tonight and on Sunday to keep an eye on those games.
Good atmospheres in both arenas. Really cool storylines that both those lady programs are in the top 10 that they're representing so much in college hoops. I don't know if I can watch all of it tonight, but I'll watch part of it. And then on Sunday, I'll probably watch most of it. I don't have really anything going on Sunday.
Somebody said 11:30 a.m. is when the Senior Bowl starts. There you go. I
have to DVR that then. My daughter's game starts at 11.
Check it out. Joe, good luck this weekend, my man. Stay strong. Wear your cargo shorts.
I'm expecting him to mess around and get a triple-double, probably.
Just don't tell him you're disappointed in him.
Oh, fantastic. All right, there you go. Good little show. If you miss any of it, Les Schwab Tires podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. We had our buddy Joe Freeman on, who wrote a great piece about Oregon and Oregon State women's hoops. Also talked a little Blazers with him. Check it out at Dirt and Sprague at 1080thefan. Thank you for being a part of our Friday, everybody. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week. It's Super Bowl week, baby. Talk to you Monday at noon. Number one's next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.